Hot wax action.
Hot wax action. Hot wax action. Hot wax action.
Hello. This is Jaguar Night Podcast number 006. My name is Philip Clark. Let's go mow the lawn. I'm sitting here on the Craftsman heavy duty ride on garden tractor. With a 21 horsepower Briggs & Stratton V-twin engine and a 12 gauge cutting deck, and I'm just about to drop the blade. Yeah! Alright, here we go. Mowing some shit. I'm mowing the lawn. Okay, here comes an anthill. Oh! No! Bad day for the ants. Bad day. Look at that. Hundreds of ants running around, scurrying in panic and terror. It's a beautiful sight. Oh. Next weekend, July 29th, is the Chipman Ride On Lawnmower Race. I think I'm gonna enter. I got a secret weapon. I got some nitrous oxide. Okay, just a second here. Turn off the mower blade. Hit the nitrous oxide. And go! Holy shit! Whoa!
We'll be right back.
I've nicknamed my lawnmower the Big Iron. And with some special modifications, the Big Iron is capable of speeds in excess of 30 kilometers an hour. But remember, everyone, safety first when you're riding around mowing and destroying the landscape. Because when you hit the turbo button, crazy things can happen. Your mini disc recorder could go flying off the back. That's what happened to me. Fortunately, I was careful not to mulch my mini disc. That would be a shame because it represents the pinnacle of recording technology, the state of the art for portable recording as of the year 2001. There was a famous musician who got their driver's license taken away, and he used to ride into town to buy liquor on a ride-on mower. And if you know who I'm talking about, leave a comment on the Facebook page, facebook.com/jaguarnightmusic, and I will send you a Jaguar Night t-shirt anywhere in the world. First person who answers the question, who rode the ride-on mower to the liquor store? It's the stuff of legend. Over the next hour, we're going to be listening to some records. All of these are 45 RPM singles that I bought last week in St. John, New Brunswick at Scheherazade Books and Records in Uptown St. John on the corner of Princess Street and Prince William, I believe. Go down Princess and the store's there on your left. I got some pretty good singles there, some funky stuff and some jams, so let's dig in.
I guess you had your way, yeah. You see, I've gotta make you understand. I know it sounds a foolish thing to say, but it don't matter, baby, 'cause the day's another day. You surely love of my life. You surely love of my life. You surely love of my life. Good.
There's still a kitten hanging around my house. I climbed up onto the roof of the veranda with an aluminum extension ladder. I was up there to do some painting. And I heard a little sound, a little rattle. I thought the kitten might have been fooling around at the foot of the ladder. But I looked over, and her little kitten head popped over the edge of the roof. She had actually climbed up the entire ladder to the second story and came up and joined me on the roof of the veranda. I'd never seen a cat climb a ladder before. And I looked at the cat and I said, "Wow, you are really, really stupid. Because you climbed up it, but I bet you don't know how to climb down a ladder." And sure enough, this kitten didn't have a clue. It really just wanted to be close to me and purr and rub up against me and stuff while I was busy trying to paint the damn windows. And the cat would try to rub against the paint sometimes, and I had to shoo it away. But then I realized, white cat, white paint, I don't really see a problem. So the kitty got a nice new coat of white paint. And then it didn't have a clue how to get down off the roof. I was tempted to push it. I knew it would land on its feet, even if it fell from the second story. But that's just cruel. So I pulled off a fireman rescue, going down the ladder with a kitten under my arm. Here's some juicy funk.
Don't let you know you're a friend. down my hat. Hurry now and don't be late, cause we ain't got time to chat. You and me, we're going out to catch the latest sounds. Guaranteed to blow your mind so high you won't come down. At a club outside of town, I was so surprised. I was hypnotized by the sound his cats put down. When I saw this short fat guy stretch a band between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard cause the band got down when it finally reached his nose. So much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man, oh. And then he had the nerve to twinkle his left toe, but through his knee, got a feeling in his head, y'all. Oh, come on, baby.
Let me tell you what I got in the crock pot this week. I took 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, hacked them to bits, browned them a little bit in the frying pan, threw them in the crock pot. Did the same with a package of mushrooms. And then I took a jar of hot salsa, just like the kind you dip some chips in. Took the cap off, dumped it in the crock pot. And I added a shit ton of garlic, a metric shit ton of garlic. And I found a red pepper in the fridge. So I threw that in there too. And I added about 1/2 cup of water just to get some sauce action. And I set the slow cooker to slow cook. And it cooked all day. And I added 1/2 cup of crunchy peanut butter. So what I had going on was like a chicken saute, like something I might have eaten a year ago on a stick in Indonesia. I had that going in the crock pot. Let it slow cook. Cook all day, real slow. And then I realized I need some rice. So I drove the lawnmower to the grocery store 5 kilometers away, bought a bag of rice, turned the mower around, drove back home, mowed some old man's lawn on the way back home. Good deed for the day. Came home and put the rice on, and it cooked really slow because I was hungry. And then I ate and ate and ate and ate, and I'm still eating.
Thank you. Speaking of slow cooker, slow jams, all things slow. I'll tell you about something I've been doing with my 45s lately. It's very simple. I've been playing them on 33 instead of 45, slowing them right down. I'll tell you why I do it. I do it because it feels good. And it's not so much that it makes me want to drink cough syrup, it's that it makes me feel like I already have.
Yeah.
If you were at Evolve Festival and you saw someone running around in a horse head mask, that was your boy Jaguar Knight, the cat horse from Gaspereau Forks, New Brunswick. There's a 95% chance if you show up with a horse head mask on, somebody is going to say, "Hey, why the long face?" That's normal. I expect that. What I don't expect is people saying, "Hey, nice hat. Hey, man, I like your hat." Why would you refer to a horse head mask as a hat? I don't refer to your face as a hat. Anyway, I'm going to go find the kitten and do an interview with the kitten. Okay, would you like to join me? Okay, let's go talk to the kitten.
Yeah, kitty.
Come on, you want to say something? Oh, you're all shy now, eh? Okay. That's the cat. Oh. Studio recording engineers spend a lot of time thinking about microphone placement within a room. But microphone placement takes on a whole new meaning when you're outdoors on 100 acres of forest at the beautiful Clark Estate in Gaspereau Forks, New Brunswick. This afternoon, it was hot, and I didn't want to be stuck inside. So I took a PA system, subwoofer, and a top, and plugged them in out in the field. I took out my rack with a Zox box and a drum machine, plugged those in too. Had a little jam going outside in the sunshine. And then I took my mini disc recorder and a stereo condenser microphone, and I took a nice long walk up the dirt road. Probably went a good, 400 meters or something up the dirt road, and then I stomped through a thicket, smashed my way through some bushes and trees where I could still faintly hear the Zox box synthesizer burbling away to itself. I stuck the mini disc recorder in a branch and I hung the microphone from the branch of a tree. And then I walked all the way back down the dirt road and jammed out for a little while by myself in a field in the sunshine. And meanwhile, I was recording this jam from 0.5 kilometer away through the woods with the wind and the birds all around. I'm going to end this podcast with a little excerpt from that outdoor jam. It might make sense if you listen in headphones, you might get the feel for the forest. Otherwise, it'll probably just sound like a bunch of noise. But that's the nature of an experiment like this. I hope you enjoyed listening. See you next week.
Thank you.